Coming up on the KUCB News, community members turn out to discuss commercial marijuana businesses in Unalaska, and a federal grant helps Southwest communities grow gardens and food security. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 22 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair, 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm Greta Mart with some local news on Wednesday, November 25th, 2015. At last night's City Council meeting, a work session on commercial marijuana sales in Unalaska encouraged an earnest yet respectful debate among attendees. Just like the results of the online and paper surveys distributed by city staff at a recent public forum on the topic, opinions were split roughly 50-50 for those for and against allowing a cannabis business to open on the island. Carol Bunas says she supports a retail store here.
I think because we are an island and you can't bring it in federally or over the waters, that it should be an option because that's what the people of this city voted for. Not everybody can grow it. Not everybody wants to grow it. Maybe their landlords won't let them grow it. Older people, you know, it takes a lot of skill, I think, to grow it. I understand that there's plenty of alcohol and drugs around, and I don't think that having a retail store is going to make it any different for kids getting their hands on it. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Rick Entiman of Alaska Marine Pilots disagreed.
Well, my concern is that probably 90 to 95% of the jobs are directly or indirectly in this town, this community, from the fishing industry. And, I mean, those guys can't be buying this stuff. You know, there's federal guidelines out there. We're subject to marine transportation guidelines. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand a maritime industry town like this. And this is on the table. It's ridiculous.
A few parents in the audience said they were concerned a store would increase the availability of marijuana to their children. The work session raised more questions than were answered, and the mayor and council directed the city manager to seek answers for those questions. Last night's meeting was the first of what promises to be several public sessions on the topic between now and February. If the city doesn't enact local rules by then, the council won't have a say in whether someone opens a business here or not. One of the city's attorneys, Charles Cassiola, attended the meeting by speakerphone. He jumped in near the end of the discussion to provide some clarification on legalities, such as how a business would transport large amounts of commercial cannabis product to the island. That's if the product was grown and tested elsewhere in the state.
And given the tracking requirement for marijuana, you know, as you mentioned, all marijuana sold in a licensed retail store has to be tracked from seed to sale. It's not going to be possible to have a retail store that sells marijuana that has been transported across the state in an unlawful manner.
In other matters, the council voted unanimously this week to reduce the number of taxicab permits to 18. And they voted to provide a tax exemption for local small businesses. Mayor Shirley Marquardt announced that there is an opening for one of the public seats on the Museum of the Aleutians Board of Directors. There is also a public seat vacancy on the clinic's Board of Directors. Those interested should talk to City Clerk Kat Hazen. Four remote communities in the islands around Kodiak will receive grant money to help them establish hoop houses in their villages. The Administration for Native Americans, which is a program under the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, granted $1.2 million for the three-year project. It's meant to build food security by making produce and poultry available locally. The grant was awarded to the Kodiak Archipelago Leadership Institute, or CALI. The participating villages are Larson Bay, Old Harbor, Yuzinki, and Port Lyons. None have a population of more than 200 people. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche dropped by the Best Western Kodiak Inn last Thursday to meet community members who had flown in for training.
The meet and greet marks the end of a day and a half long training where community members learned about their responsibilities as participants in the project, along with other information. Melissa Burns, vice chair of the Lutik Tribe of Old Harbor, provided insight from her community's experiences. She says Old Harbor tried 6 years ago to maintain a hoop house with students working the plots during the school year, but the students lost interest when summer arrived. Old Harbor has been more successful with the hoop house they began 3 years ago with the U.S. Department of Agriculture grant. Burns says the way the garden works is that groups sign up to manage a plot. This year, they have about 18 families taking part in addition to community organizations. Burns advises the other communities who are newer to the process to be aware that the hoop houses take a lot of time and hard work.
You may not be growing as quickly as you want to, but not to get frustrated or have that slow down your momentum, because eventually it will happen and it will flourish. And this year, we just had a phenomenal year with our growing, and it took us those 2 years to build up to where we are today.
Dorinda Kewen is the grants coordinator at the Native Village of Port Lions and says her community started a greenhouse years ago, but it didn't take off due to lack of interest. She thinks this hoop house will be different because it'll be a business endeavor and be large enough to provide food for the entire community. Kewen says part of the research they'll do at the beginning of the grant process is to find out what the community would like to grow.
We are able to make a pretty good guess about the things that we know people use the most. A lot of root vegetables, fresh salad greens, things like that. And that also we know will grow well on the island, and that we won't have to have a real steep learning curve to get those to be productive. And then things like fruits and other things that may be more difficult to do, we can look at later on.
She says if Port Lions produces surplus crops, they could sell that to the city of Kodiak. Dan Clarion, mayor of Yuzinki, says the gardening initiative is a way to increase the revenue in the participating villages, not only through selling to the city, but also to each other.
What we foresee is each community growing a specific crop in their hoop houses, a large number of that specific crop, so that we could then crop share between all the villages, and every community could have their own local farmers market, and each community could have their own employees and farmhands, and start teaching the young kids that are coming up how to provide for themselves.
And being able to grow, harvest, and prepare your own vegetables means you're more likely to eat them. Marion Nelson is the president of the Larsen Bay Tribal Council and says accessibility also contributes to how often kids eat vegetables. She gives her son as an example.
You know, he'll eat a salad once in a while just because, you know, whenever we would get it in, we would kind of ration it just because you don't get as much. And what you get, you want to make sure you use and not waste it. So that's a really big concern. So we only bring so much, so they only got so much. So I think that the little ones now, if you train them and raise them in that manner, that they will eat healthier.
As vegetables become more readily available, they could become a bigger staple in local diets, in addition to providing a source of steady income, which is a development the villages may see over the next 3 years. I'm Kayla DeRoche.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Greta Mart. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. And please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.
A news tip, photos, or video to share with the community, call up the tip line at 581-6700 or email news@kucb.org and help keep your community informed.